Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's Monday morning, April 6th, 2020. All right, I hope everybody is finding the sunshine peeking through their windows this morning, a little bit of brightness this morning. Let's get the day started. The birds are definitely out, and streets are pretty quiet. Some people, of course, are essential workers, the businesses that are open. Essential workers are heading to the job. Some have already left. Traffic, minimal traffic. It started very early in the morning. And as we face another day together, first, right off the bat, I'm hoping that people will find this show helpful. And I opened up the chat window this morning. If you're listening online and you see the show window, if you scroll down, you'll see a chat window. And it's there for you to write notes, to say anything you'd like to say, to give me some information that you might want me to announce. This is totally a service that I'm doing voluntarily for free to try to connect our food service workers and our people in the service industry together with their families and friends, broadcasting live from the Pacific Northwest from 1020 Radio Studios in Anacortes, Washington. And I appreciate the feedback and people getting involved in the show. It's really, really important, and we can't do it by ourselves. We need more help, meaning we need people to participate. So the call-in number is 516-387-15. We're here for you today. It's the beginning of a new week, and I'm excited to welcome Ms. Rhonda E. as co-host of this Chef Stewart's Foodomania today. Hi, Rhonda E.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Glad to hear your voice today. How's the day finding you so far?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day out, and you know how I am, you know, love to encourage people. First of all, I'm feeling much better, thank you. Feeling more like Rhonda.
Yeah, you were missed
so
on last night's broadcast. Wish you well.
Thank you. Most of you know that I've been, you know, sick the last few weeks, and I've been quarantining myself. I mean, I was okay to go back to my job as long as I was symptomatic free from my flu. Unfortunately, I wasn't, but I also wasn't stress-free either, like a lot of you, I'm sure. A lot of you out there probably have, you know, are probably going through stuff, you know, like, you know, what are you going to do? You're not going to your job. And I'm an essential worker, as you are too, taking care of older people. And I do have a job to go back. Fortunately, this morning, as I'm approaching that decision-making, that time, it's also been aware to me and made aware to me through where I work that they don't want me back right now. And my reason why they don't want me back right now is because I can't, and maybe any of you out there might, or maybe experiencing this, I'm raising my daughter with another person in my life, her dad, who basically is making decisions that are contrary to the decisions I'm making based on keeping the household and communication straight and above float. So that if we both do continue to work and still, you know, partner with our daughter, that everybody's safe and we all have an accountability. Unfortunately, I'm not a person who tells, distruths. I'm pretty upright and honest, and I care about everybody, I'm sure, like all of you do. But I can't give that honest answer to my work, and so because I can't give that honest answer to my work, I'm asked to take more time because I can't put, anybody in danger. So honestly, I just want to encourage anybody out there right now. I have to tell you that I myself this morning am really discouraged, very sad about my situation because my daughter's my world. And of course, like any of you, you know, your children, your family, your world, and you do anything to protect them. I'm coming into the next, you know, 4 or 5 days or whatever of just having lost my family 5 years ago, all three into a tragic death. And in the last 2 weeks, I've been putting myself aside, trusting in my faith, God, with my job and my little girl. And now I'm in a situation where I'm basically able to return to take care of the love and the people that I care for, knowing that that's my desire and to help out my team. And now I'm being told that basically because of my situation, because of my level of lack of communication on the other part, that here I have a job to go back to and I can't go back to it because I can't give them the honest truth about whether or not I'm being exposed to anybody that I may not know. So I don't know if anybody else out there is facing that right now, but, you know, it's very disheartening. I just have to say the dynamics of everybody's world is different. Some people have a home front where everybody's united. We have a community that can unite. We have a world that can unite. But I can tell you there's a lot of people out there that are not uniting. And unfortunately, it's really hard because it puts every one of us in a place where it's going, I don't know what to do. What do I do here? Especially when you have children involved, you don't want your kids to be caught in the middle of some type of a battle or ordeal that they don't even understand, you know, to some degree. So kind of that's where I'm at this morning. And I just want to encourage anybody else out there who may be facing what I'm facing right now. You know, it feels very discouraging this morning, but I'm going to work through it. But I just want to encourage you that even if that's happening to you, you did the right thing. You're doing the right thing. And love should be a two-way road. It really should be, but sometimes you find out the true character of people sometimes in life where love isn't always a two-way road, sadly enough, but that's what you hope for.
Well, we all feel sympathetic and support you, Rhonda E., in what you're going through. We know it's hard, and I'm sure there are other people out there that are facing the same thing. You know, the whole key of everything is aside from needing to go back to work economically, which is, you know, critical to all of us right now, we have to be safe, and that's the thing. And you have to trust that people are going to do the right thing. And I'm talking about generally to be safe, to not grieve, to in family situations like yours, very important to communicate and with each other. And when there's a lack of communication, which it sounds sort of what's going on with you guys, and it is really like working with a you know, it's a crapshoot, really, more than anything else. You don't know what's going on. Not only you possibly could be a potential risk to others, you're certainly a risk to yourself, too. So, you know, it's important to think about each other, but that starts with ourselves, thinking about ourselves, number one, and being safe and taking it from there. That's, you know, that's the nature of everything. And even in battle, soldiers and leaders in the field have to be strong and have to be really clear on the decisions they're making when it affects other people's lives, you know, and that's really
a realistic issue. That's one of the reasons why when I got sick with this or whatever, you know, and all this stuff was happening right around the time I got the flu, they said the flu was coming out, all this stuff was happening and things were getting shut down and things were getting closed. And, you know, and here I'm trying to, you know, not only be a mom and have a birthday and make things happen, you got to cancel everything. Events, you know, everybody knows they've had to cancel or, you know, shy away from what they had planned to do, whatever you want to call it. But that was my initial goal to begin with through this entire duration. Even the doctor said I could go back to work. I didn't feel up until a few days ago that I could even return because I still didn't feel symptomatic free. So it's going to be in my nature, even with loving the people that I've loved, you know, for so long. It's not just about work. It's about caring for the people that you care for. And so it didn't take rocket science for me to figure out that, you know, I could take this time and quarantine myself. And even if it means I go for a week without pay, as long as my work can handle it and understand why. But now it's gone above and beyond that. Now it's gone to the point of here you have this and now you have, you know, a home front where, you know, it's out of control. You don't know who's going where, who's doing what, and you're hearing it from other people. You know, you're getting phone calls saying, hey, I saw your child and her dad somewhere, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And then you're trying to hold those people accountable and you can't. So, and I see these cries and these words and these statements being thrown out even on the media with people going, what do you do? So I just want to encourage you that, you know, you're doing the right thing. It's, I learned a long time ago, somebody said this to me, when somebody writes a bad check, everybody else pays the price. You know, it's like not everybody's out there writing a bad check. And, you know, on that, they're straight up caring people out there really trying to do their part. And unfortunately, it's just sad that there are a handful, and this is no judgment towards them. This is just sad that in their heart, in whatever causes them to decide to do these things that go against preserving life or caring about individuals or caring about the people within your life and your home front. You know, it's just, it's a sad condition of the heart. So I guess for me, I just will, you know, want to encourage you and let you know I'm praying for your situation. You're not alone. I understand all too well how, you know, the battle of not only just this ordeal that's happening, but the battle within seeing how people are able to come together or not. That's a hard thing too, because you know what, honestly, with everything going on, that also causes feel a certain way, causes them to feel depressed, causes them to feel like they're not of value. And I just want to say to you, that's not true. You are. Don't let that voice of reason within you, because things aren't going a certain way, or maybe somebody's not valuing you or your job, or those centered around your life are not working with you, that has nothing to do with your value or who you are. So just want to encourage you this morning, do not buy into that, and pray that I as well will be encouraged and I won't buy into that, because that's not true.
Thank you, Rhonda, for that information. Appreciate it very much. And if you have any tips, you know, you can join our chat line right now. It's on the show window, and just scroll down, you'll see the chat window, and please feel free to type a message. You also can send an email to Chef Gerardo, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com. All right, we got about 18 minutes left in this broadcast, and I wanted to talk about a couple of things as well. Amazon started a program for the Seattle School District, and I believe it's going to reach out to other parts of Western Washington, starting out with 8,000 laptop computers that they're giving away to students who, in some cases, might not have a laptop from work, from school. And we're encouraging families to reach out. There's a general information number that you can reach to get that information and find out exactly if you qualify for a laptop. And I'll post that and announce that number, so that, therefore, if for some reason you didn't get one from school, but this is totally geared towards the education, the continuing education of the kids, and during this break, and you know, for most window of information that I've been able to accumulate at this point in time, says that probably the school year is going to not, for the most part, we're probably not going to see the schools reopen in time for the end of the year at this point in time, which is, you know, a sad reality. But Amazon is trying to provide some laptop computers for kids that can't afford them. I was railing against Amazon about a week ago because they had were selling a guide to the COVID-19 for $1.99. It was like, to me, when I saw that, it was like they were cashing in on this terrible thing. And since then, evidently, it's now available for free. So I think that it was good that we said something about it, and I encourage people to write and complain about it. And I think they can afford to print up a handbook for nothing and send it out to people at no charge, or downloadable, whatever. I thought that the fact that they were even putting a price on something, that would be like having somebody somebody with a first aid kit is selling the person Band-Aids in order to stop the bleeding. I mean, it's just not right. I want to give a thank you to the people that picked up on that and did whatever they needed to prevent that from happening. Masks are becoming more necessary right now, and from different reports from different health departments, people are being encouraged to wear them when they're outside, especially if they're going shopping in grocery stores. For the most part, the calmness in the shopping situation has been there, and people are working together, though there have been a few incidents of anger and frustration. And like Rhonda E was saying, you know, people are doing things and they're kind of, you know, doing things that maybe they normally wouldn't do. They're not really thinking before they act. And I do believe it's attributed tremendous stress and cabin fever and frustration on a lot of people's parts. But that's where it comes into trying to reach out to each other to try to, you know, get a little help, try to talk it out. Some people have to talk it out in a different way than you might have to. And patience as much as possible and reaching out to your friends and family members will make a huge difference. The economy, as far as the restaurant business and food service workers, is not, unfortunately, at this point in time, getting much better. Most restaurants have had to lay off about probably 90%+ of all their employees. And the ones that are doing takeout are just working usually with the owner and possibly one or two cooks, doing everything themselves to maintain the business. I've gotten some feedback on some restaurants that are trying to expand their takeout, which may be able to bring a couple of people back to work. But for the most part, I hope that workers out there that are listening have done the steps necessary to try to get some assistance from unemployment to get through this. There's no loss of pride in trying to get some help, which you've all paid into. There's some people that just for some reason think that trying to collect unemployment is a terrible thing. Well, good luck to you then. I think people have to, you know, if you have no other options at this point, especially if you're just a cook or a dishwasher or a waiter, especially a wait person that you rely on, the interaction with other people that you depend on, you know, the tips and you depend on things that are not available right now, you know, do what you need to do. There are some online services available right now to help counsel people who might be looking for jobs that they possibly could do from home. And there are, from what I'm seeing, you know, some of them, but a lot of people have jumped on that bandwagon, and you know, a lot of them have been filled up. But that said, more and more businesses I'm noticing are directing their businesses to online businesses. There's a local studio in a yoga studio here in Anacortes that is now doing their regular classes and offering them online. If you have some service or something that you can offer other people, maybe you're a counselor. I've seen some people doing cooking things or musicians or guitar lessons or pottery or anything that you might be good at. You might be able to take advantage of Facebook or some of these other broadcasting platforms to start your own little show or class, of which you certainly can ask for donations. So that's another possible economic way you can do things. There's so many good, talented people out there. I know Rhonda E. has so many talents in certain ways, she could open up a college if she had the time and energy to do so, and people would be just amazed at the things she could teach them. I certainly can offer a lot of things too, but there are a lot of other people out there that can do certain classes or certain techniques. Maybe it's knitting, you know, whatever your skill might be, to put it online somehow and be able to accept some sort of PayPal or donations to maybe help you financially. I'm certainly willing to post and announce any kind of jobs that people might be able to do. And there are jobs in all the markets. You know, there are some people that are working so many hours that they absolutely need more help. And that's an important thing. Go for it, Rhonda.
I was just thinking of this kind of my head, though. You know, it's like, you know, the jobs are out there. You know, I was just even thinking even about my situation. It's like, it's kind of like me being honest and saying, look, I can't tell you something. I don't know how many people out there probably are in a situation or maybe they're going to work. None of us really know. We can't really say when we're around people, whether they're around certain people or they've been around somebody. We just can't even say that because we don't know everybody's life. We don't. It's not like anybody's micromanaging anybody's time or what they're doing. So I just wanted to put that out there because it's like, even though I'm being honest about my situation, doesn't mean everybody out there that is, you know, in a situation, even the workforce is being honest about who they're around or what they're doing. So I'm just wanted to put that out there because that's just really been on my brain is being, well, how is anybody supposed to really know? All you can do is trust that everybody that you're around, unless you have the knowledge that it's, that there's truth there, you have to trust everybody's making good decisions. But none of us really know all that. You know what I mean?
Well, it's really true. And, you know, this is, you know, keeps going back to that continuous theme of trying to be safe and be careful. Now, you know, as hard as it is to talk about, in every single news brief that has come into the studio here that I've read, and sadly and scarily, things are not getting any better right now. And they're encouraging more and more people to not go out, to avoid any kind of contact out in the outside world unless it's absolutely necessary, especially people in high-risk areas that have low immune systems, that have asthma, bronchial, and lung conditions, because they're the most at risk if, God forbid, this virus hits them. And this is really, really important to think about. You know, I noticed that yesterday. I had to make a trip into the market to take care of some things, and It was normally I would, when I do go, I'd go really early in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning, because I'm in that high risk. But yesterday I had to go out in the middle of the day, and I have to tell you, I couldn't even find a parking space in the Safeway parking lot. And when I went in there, I was covered, you know, from head to toe with my masks and everything else. But I really have to say that they're encouraging people. And I did see a lot of people just walking around, you know, obviously they kept the 6-foot rule, but like Rhonda was just saying, you just don't know. And I know the grocery stores are lifelines for all of us, but I would think, again, I'd say this more than once, if you're going to make a trip, get your list together, figure out exactly what you want. Think about what the grocery, how it's laid out, and make sure you can get in and get out as fast as possible. This is important. Bring your hand sanitizer and everything like that. So when you get back to your car, you can make sure that you put your bags in a certain part of the car, that sort of thing. Go ahead, Randy. Sorry.
Well, I'm not wanting anybody out there to take it as being some type of, you know, judgment towards anybody or whatever, but I'm just being honest. You know what I mean? I don't know. Nobody knows each other. I only know myself. When somebody asks me something, even if it's something that's not right, I'm gonna probably lean in and say, yeah. Yeah, because I can't live with myself, can't live with my conscience, I can't live with my person if I don't be honest about something, because I know that in being dishonest, it's more harmful. So for me, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, my situation looks like this, you know. But I don't, you know, you hope that everybody else in this whole situation would have a conscience to be able to be honest, even if it means that somebody says to you, look, we don't want you to come back, you know, and you're going, wait, or, you know, you have that to go back to. But regards to that, it's not just about me. This is about people. This is about, you know, knowing if you can't see something in front of you, you're not going to tell somebody it's not there. If you know for a fact that things are not as normal on the home front for you as it may be for somebody else.
Well, you know, so, that being said, yeah, go ahead. We have a 3-second delay, everybody, out there, so it sounds like our conversation is kind of choppy and was talking over each other.
I know.
Certainly not
intentional. I know we talked. I just wanted to share one thing, if I could, real quick, that's opposite of.
Why
it's
not?
Just a poem. It's a poem from 1919. Maybe some of you have already read it. Well, it was printed in 1919. It actually was in 1869. So it's during the pandemic that was during the Spanish flu. And it's a poem that's called This is Timeless. It says, it was written by Kathleen O'Mara. It says, and people stayed at home and they read books and they listened and they rested. They did exercises and made art and they played. They learned new ways of being. They stopped. They listened more deeply. Someone meditated. Someone prayed. Someone met their shadow and people began to think differently and people healed. And in the absence of people who lived in ignorant ways, dangerous, meanless, and heartless, the earth also became healed, and when the danger ended, people found themselves. They grieved for the dead and made new choices and dreamed of new visions and created new ways of living and completely healed the earth just as they were being healed.
Yeah, there you go. Very nice. Well, you know, again, I guess we don't want to get overwhelmed by, you know, this scariness and paranoia, whatever you want to call it, for people who are not being completely honest or where they've been. It's really a smart, you know, it's just a normal decision. Be safe out there. Be as safe, meaning not only for yourself, but for other people, and be respectful of that. I had somebody also when I was at the market telling me I need to move forward. I said, do you see the markers on the floor? And I turned around, and I just, the politest way I could, said, are you kidding? And even the cashier said, sir, you need to step back. And, you know, this is, sometimes you have to remind people, I'm not sure what all that noise is, but we're hearing it like crazy. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying? So just try to be patient as much as you possibly can, and that's it. It's really easy right now to have a short fuse, and, you know, especially – let's have some optimism for the day. It's a sunny day. Let's think of the beginning of a week. Go ahead, Rhonda. It sounds like you want to say something.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, yes, it's a beautiful day out. Enjoy it. But there's something my grandma used to say that I just wanted, you know, that I think is really important too. You know, we tell people not to drink and drive. If you want to drink at home, that's fine. Please don't get behind the car and put other people in danger just because you want to have a drink. I guess I'm comparing that to now. Just because you want to get out and you want to have, stay home, find something to do, get creative, get your creative juices, get online, find some things you can do with your family, or find something you've never done before and maybe do it. But just remember that when you go out there and you're not thinking about what they say, the essentials right now, and you go out there and you do that kind of stuff, you're putting other people at risk. And so I guess I would say that just like we would when it comes to that, you know, stay home. Stay home if you can, and make good choices, and love people. Love people enough to not, you know, do the things you shouldn't be doing right now.
Good thought, for sure. And, yeah, we can do a whole show on the rise in consumption of alcoholic beverages, which is huge right now. People are spending a lot of time at home. Go ahead, Randy.
I'm not out there telling people they can't, you know, have a drink or whatever, can't eat, be merry, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. So it has nothing to do with just alcohol itself. I'm talking about the point is, you know, we want to understand that when we say something to somebody because we're afraid there'll be harm on their decisions they're making, I'm saying that this virus is no different. Sense of it. Don't get behind the wheel, you know, your choices. Hey guys, do what the governor said. Love your community, love your neighbors, love yourself, be honest, and stay home, and let's find ways to figure this out together. And just, you know, this is an hour to love each other, really love each other. And sometimes that means you lay down your life for somebody, or you lay down something to show that love. So I'm just encouraging you this morning, just, you know, deeply love each other.
Yes, that's very, very important for sure. Just to finish my thought that I was just talking about a second ago, as far as the alcohol consumption, you know, I can't say it any better. Just, you know, like Rhonda said, just, you know, we know people are going to, you know, have some fun, be at home. Just don't get behind your wheel on a whim, thinking that, you know, you want to go check out the sights at the lake or something like that. Just be careful. And use that same philosophy, just like, you know, you don't drink and drive. Well, you don't expose yourself in groups and that sort of thing. All right, I think we spent a great amount of time on being safe, and I'm so glad that Rhonda is feeling better and joined us today, and her information and her participation is important. And thank you, Rhonda E., for actually everything that you do. It's really, really important, and I hope that your day brings you a little bit of clarity on things that you're dealing with right now. I wanted to say thank you again to everybody for listening. We ran out of time, but I wanted to put just a word out to the local people in this area of town that please support the restaurants that are still doing takeout if you're in a position to do so. A lot of them are still open. I'll do a closure update if it comes my way in the next show, possibly. But a couple of people I talked to overnight, and actually did communicate with a couple of people that takeout is still available, packages are still available, you can still get desserts, and you can get some family-style dinners at a lot of different places right now, and they're looking to serve you, so support them. Restaurant owners, please consider that approving those extra tips and possibly distributing amongst your employees that you've had to lay off. Even a few dollars in any direction would really help. So please consider sharing that with people that unfortunately are not able to participate in what you're doing. And I've heard some good stories about that. So one business in particular has donated 100% of all the gratuities that come in from their deliveries and takeout to their employees in the form of a weekly check. And I think that is a brilliant thing to do. And thank you to that specific employer for thinking in those terms. And I hope some of the other ones, I know you have to keep your businesses open, but I would really hope that you'd be able to help some people out. All right, Rhonda, thank you very much. We'll see you at 9:00 tonight. This is Chef Duardo. Remember, you can reach me at chefduardo@hotmail.com. Have a good afternoon.
Be safe out there.
Be safe, for sure. Thank you, Ryan.